Many dog lovers are getting an unpleasant surprise when they renew their homeowner's insurance. More and more insurers are raising rates for people with dogs. One California company, Mercury, offers a 10% discount to people who don't own dogs or agree to take them off their policies. Joining us from our Los Angeles bureau to talk about this trend is Candace Miller. She's executive director of the Insurance Information Network of California. Welcome, Mrs. Miller.
Thank you.
Are insurers doing this because dog bites are up, or is it the recent publicity from that awful attack in San Francisco where a woman was killed by her neighbor's dogs? What is it?
I think you're going to see it's a combination of things. It's not so much that dog bites have spiked, that there's an inordinate number of them or a growing number of dog attacks, but certainly what is happening is that from the dog attacks that are out there, there's a great deal more liability, a great deal more lawsuits, and a great deal higher cost incurred.
Mm-hmm. How much does this problem cost the insurance industry?
Literally, it costs about $310 million a year in insurance claims.
Is it because the attacks are more serious, the bites are more serious?
I think it's because the lawsuits are more serious.
Uh-huh.
Certainly, there are some very high-profile dog bite cases that have been out there, particularly this past year in California, some with some very brutal maulings. And there are concerns, certainly if you look at trends and studies, the CDC conducted a study taking a look at dog breeds, and certainly there are a couple that stand out in the volume and nature of bites.
Mm-hmm. So most insurers take account of the breeds. If you own a Chihuahua as opposed to a pit bull, you're not going to have a surcharge on your insurance.
Many insurers take breeds into account. Not all of them do. Different companies will handle this through different measures. Some certainly look at breeds. They look at trends in their own claims within the company and what breeds tend to spike within that. Other companies will go on a case-by-case basis. If you have a dog in your home that's just passive, there's never been a bite involved, you're absolutely fine. If you have a dog that perhaps has been aggressive or has a track record of biting, then that insurer may not want you as a customer.
Give us a list of the dogs that would be most likely to incur a surcharge of some kind.
Well, for example, pit bulls, Rottweilers, Presa Canarios, which of course have been in the news this past year.
They were involved in that San Francisco attack, right?
Exactly, in the Diane Whipple case. And those are dogs which all have quite a track record on bites. There are others as well, German Shepherds and in some cases Huskies and Wolf hybrids that insurers have seen a problem with. And indeed, those are breeds that were singled out by the CDC in the volume of fatal dog attacks.
Mm-hmm. So if you're thinking of buying a dog, you might want to look around at the dog's history to avoid these kind of charges?
That's certainly part of the research that should go into getting a dog. And this does have a lot to do with responsibility, both of dog owners and also parents. It's a very important point. Roughly 50% of all kids are going to be bitten by the time they're 12. Not necessarily serious attacks, but in some cases a nip from a dog.
Mm-hmm.
And there's responsibility in being a dog owner, certainly. Research that you can do before you choose a dog, whether you're going to your local animal shelter or whether you're looking at particular breeds, you should research the breed and also think about your particular needs. Do you have a family and small children? And what are the tendencies of those breeds before you actually go out and bring a dog into your family?
What about people deciding that an attack dog is useful for home security? What's the cost-benefit ratio there? Would they be better off with an electronic system?
Absolutely. There are a lot of alternatives out there to dogs, which not only you may see them as a means of protection, but they're also a means of liability to you financially as well as perhaps physically. And there are a lot of options out there. Home security systems, first and foremost, that's electronic. It doesn't have teeth.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Candace Miller is Executive Director of the Insurance Information Network of California. She joined us from our LA Bureau.